Now to Zimbabwe, where aid workers and doctors are battling a cholera outbreak. The number of reported cases has risen to 16,000, and officials say the disease has killed at least 800 people. This morning, we take a look at the disease that is deadly and highly preventable. Joining us now is Dr. Eric Mintz, a cholera expert at the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. Good morning, Dr. Mintz.
Good morning, Adora.
So let's start with the basics. Cholera is a simple bacteria, but it is a devastating disease. Tell us about it.
Indeed it is. Cholera is an ancient disease and a deadly one. And as you said, the tragedy is that today we know how to treat it effectively and how to prevent it effectively. Sadly, those measures are not in place all over the world, and people continue to suffer and to die from the disease.
And some of the reports out of Zimbabwe are just disturbing, particularly how quickly the disease acts. There was a story last week about five kids in one family, a three-year-old through 8 years old, and they were all five of them died within 48 hours of contracting cholera.
Yes, that's true, and it is typical of the way cholera can present. It can run through a population like a wildfire, spreads very quickly, especially in urban populations, and can be highly fatal if not properly treated.
So how is it passed on?
Well, cholera is spread from the feces of one infected person to another. That's the most common route we see in epidemics, usually through contaminated water. And if the water is treated with chlorine or by boiling or through filtration, that will remove the cholera bacteria, and that can prevent the spread of the disease.
And that's what we've heard is happening in Zimbabwe, that the water system has essentially broken down, and this is why we're seeing an outbreak there. But Zimbabwe is not the only country in Africa where they are battling different levels of incidences of cholera.
No, you're quite right. Cholera epidemics are quite common in Africa in many countries, and they do cause thousands and hundreds of thousands of cases each year. And the reason for this is that drinking water safety is simply not assured for far too many people who live in sub-Saharan Africa.
Well, even if you're talking about the globe, I mean, I read an estimate that apparently 2 billion people in the world do not have reliable access to clean water, and that's suddenly a planetary issue there.
I completely agree with you, John. It is.
And so, you know, when you see, and let's talk about the Zimbabwe situation for a moment. I mean, I'm used to, as a news person, focusing on cholera in the aftermath of earthquakes and famines and, you know, where there is extreme, death and there's a disaster. But when you see cholera in a situation where there is an infrastructure, where there is a traditional ability to deal with the clean water, what does it make you say?
Well, it makes you say that we need to do something to intervene to correct that situation. Cholera itself is dramatic. It's an epidemic. It captures the attention of the media and the politicians and the public. But what it's really telling you is that the water and sanitation infrastructure are unsafe. And even after the cholera epidemic is over, and before it comes, there's contamination of drinking water, and there are other diseases that do not present quite as dramatically as cholera and don't garner the same attention, but that are just as deadly and cause just as many or more illnesses and deaths.
Well, but I guess just to follow up, I guess what I'm asking is, are we vulnerable in this century to more and more urban-based cholera epidemics as political instability maybe threatens infrastructure? We've been talking about infrastructure all throughout this Barack Obama transition. Are there infrastructure problems all over the world?
Well, that's certainly true. Anywhere where the safety of drinking water is compromised, people who drink the water are subject to infection with cholera and with many other waterborne diseases, even in the U.S. or in Europe or anywhere.
Let's talk about containment now and treatment. How is it treated, and how do you even begin to contain what you've described as an epidemic in Zimbabwe?
Well, the treatment of cholera is based on rehydration. Cholera is a dehydrating diarrheal disease. That is to say that the patient loses fluids and electrolytes like sodium and potassium, and if those are not replaced, the patient will go into shock and will die. And so the key is to make sure that they drink plenty of fluids and with the right combination of electrolytes and glucose so that the body can absorb what it's losing. Oral rehydration solution is the mainstay of treatment, and since it was discovered in the 1960s, the death rate from cholera has dropped from 20, 30, or 40% to under 1%
Wow.
if people receive that treatment early.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you contain it when it seems to be out of control in one particular place like Zimbabwe now?
Well, it's very difficult to contain once it's gotten out of control. But the mainstays of prevention are to make sure that the drinking water people have access to is safe. And it takes a while to get municipal systems installed or back up to the level they need to be at. So one approach is to give people chemicals like dilute bleach or tablets of chlorine that they can add to their own drinking water to treat it. And those chemicals will kill the cholera bacteria and at least ensure that their water is safe to drink.
Boy, chlorine and bleach. Dr. Eric Mintz, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Eric Mintz is a CDC cholera expert, and he was coming to us from Atlanta, Georgia.